Well, it is time for Rieger Reviews It, sponsored by Wigley's Famous Eastern Market Corned Beef. Dine in or carry out the best Wigley's corned beef sandwiches around at Frank's Deli and Grill. What a great family. Right there, Frank's Deli and Grill at 3405 Russell Street in Detroit's Eastern Market. They're open every day from 7 a.m. to 5 p.m. You still have time to get out there and get some food. And while you're there, be sure to say hi to Victor, the owner, and his kids. He loves his customers as much as the corned beef. Frank's Deli and Grill, 3405 Russell Street, Detroit's Eastern Market. The award-winning Mr. David Rieger. Hello,
hey,
David.
Paul W.
Nice to have you on board with a couple of movies I'm very interested in. Let's start with the new Star Wars.
Yeah, this is The Mandalorian and Grogu. This takes place, you know, it's been like just a little over 3 years since the last Mandalorian season on Disney Plus, and now they're on the big screen, and they are our good friend Mando and Grogu, Baby Yoda. They're enlisted by the New Republic leader, Colonel Ward, played by Sigourney Weaver, to track down some Imperial fugitives. The leader on the deck of cards, as they say in the movie, Commander Coin. The issue, though, is to find Commander Coin, they must strike a deal with the Hutt crime cartel, and here's their task. Are you ready for this? You remember Jabba the Hutt from Return of the Jedi?
Yes.
Jabba has a son, Rota the Hutt, and they have to go and they have to go and save Rota the Hutt as part of to get the information to find Commander Coin.
If your name is Jabba, what the heck can you name a son anyway? Thank goodness he didn't have a daughter. All right, well, let's listen to Star Wars, The Mandalorian and Grogu in theaters starting now.
Hey, never touch the buttons. I can use some information.
Whoa. For this price, I'll tell you whatever you want.
I'm looking for a hut.
Close for the night. Thank you.
Gangsters. War criminals.
Long live the Empire.
We'll take out every bad guy in your deck of cards.
Well, I hope this is a good one.
It was good. It's a kind of a standalone by itself. I would have liked to have maybe had them run into some of the more familiar characters that we like from the Star Wars universe, but I think fans will like it. I mean, listen, it's Star Wars. So anything Star Wars is going to be really popular, as you know.
Here's hoping. So what are we giving it? How many
I'm going to give it 3 Wigglies. I thought it was well done, and I think people will like it. And it's kind of a feel good Star Wars type movie.
Good. Go out there and get some real buttered popcorn and enjoy yourself. The Mandalorian and Grogu in theaters, like my favorite, Imagine. And it's underway right now. Now, the next movie I'm going to like, no matter what you say or how it turns out, because I love John Krasinski. I just love him. I like him as a person and as an actor. And it's Tom Clancy's Jack Ryan, Ghost War, on Amazon Prime. Let's listen.
So you leave the CIA, you get yourself a nice civilian job.
Are you kidding me?
It's good to see you.
Whatever it is, I'm not doing it.
I just need you to meet a guy.
No.
God, I missed this.
Missed what?
Being out in the field.
Don't look directly
at me.
Sorry.
Might as well just touch your earpiece.
Your friend sent you because he's scared. He's right to be.
I don't know. I think they could have done a better job on that little trailer.
Listen, I think it tells pretty much the story. Our good buddy, John Krasinski, Jack Ryan, he's left the CIA. He's now got a civilian job working Wall Street as a risk management executive. His buddy, James Greer, corners Jack for a routine courier mission to Dubai. Like everybody, every civilian just has to go to Dubai for a routine mission, right?
Right.
To collect information from a contact Nigel Cook. Obviously, the handoff goes sideways. Nigel Cook gets assassinated right in front of him by a mysterious terrorist organization. Of course, that is a post 9/11 black ops organization called Starling. And there you go. So what they did with this is, instead of making a season five, they decided to just condense everything, what would be a season long, into like a movie. So there you go. I mean, it has everything that you expect from a Jack Ryan story. Very well done. Jack Krasinski has played that role very well. I think people will enjoy it. I personally kind of like the series where you can kind of watch it an hour at a time, but they just kind of condensed it into one movie, much like with The Mandalorian and Grogu.
Well, I'm going to watch it.
I think you'll like it.
I do like, I got to tell you the truth, I like that we're going to be able to see a beginning, a middle, and an end in one sitting.
Okay.
Because it's so hard. I know what you're talking about in the series. And I love the series, but I always fall off, and I never remember where I was, and I never get back to it. So this just makes it easier, frankly.
So that makes sense if you like to just watch it in like a, you know, hour and a half, 2 hours, however long it's going to run. And yeah, and of course, a lot of action, a lot of spy stuff, can't trust anybody, cloak dagger, that kind of stuff.
Yeah, well, John Krasinski does a great job in this role.
He does. You would have never thought that he would go from The Office, the character he played in The Office, to this type of character.
Just
but he makes it work.
Yeah, just shows how talented he is. And the fact that he could marry the woman that he married shows how talented he is, or very lucky, one way or another. I assume you're at Hook right now.
I am at Hook. I am at the Hook restaurant right now, and Ryan Armani is about to start his broadcast after your show.
Have you noticed if he's taped his ankles, girded his loins?
I have not seen him yet. He has not walked in. But I will tell you, very interesting. It's my second time here, but I always find it interesting to, like, you're driving out, like, into Lake St. Clair.
Right.
This restaurant is out there. So yeah.
It's a great restaurant, and it's only going to get better. Maintaining the same ownership, but as we announced the other day, Joe Vicari is going to come in and manage it, and he does a great job. So we'll be interested in that. In St. Clair Shores, they're getting ready for a busy happy hour. And if I forget to tell Ryan when I talk to him, if I get to talk to him in a handoff, it is National Maritime Day, and you're right there on the water. Couldn't be any better place to be.
Yeah, a lot of boats out here. Yeah.
All right. Well, yes, congratulations on, again, getting a great new job. Dave Rieger and Rieger Reviews It here with Paul W. Smith on WJR at 142.